Welcome to the Entrepreneur Bite Podcast with your host, Sarah Peel, where we discuss all things related to entrepreneurship, starting up a business, following your dreams, and everything in between. On today's episode, we're going to discuss a topic that I see a lot of frustrations and questions about that might not exactly, I guess, fall in line with typical entrepreneurship, especially since I assume most of my listeners and supporters are people who work remotely anyhow, since I think a lot of entrepreneurs do that, versus people who work in offices. This kind of goes along the line of those who may be entrepreneurs who have had offices previously, who have office staff, etc. So this kind of goes across both sections of, I guess, the topic, and that is working remotely. So as you all know, this is the year 2020, and with 2020, I think we can all safely agree that most people just want to forget about this year. This year has brought so much hardship and heartache to so many people for so many different reasons. It's definitely not a year that will go down in history books as a good year. I think it's safe to say for everyone across the world that is the case. And with that, of course, came now probably which will also go down in history books, the infamous pandemic, which will not name the name of the virus, since I do know there are people who want to silence it, but we'll just refer to as a pandemic, and that is causing people and companies to shut down either permanently, make their workers work remotely, or even just turning remotely permanently because they've learned the benefits of that, and everything that goes along with making the switch to remote. As I mentioned before, I typically think most of my listeners are people who are like me, entrepreneurs who had been digital entrepreneurs from the go start, meaning that they work from their home, their own office. Maybe they have people who work for them who work from their own home office, or maybe come to help them in their home office. Things along those lines. So I don't think working remotely is so much an issue that we see a lot with people who, like myself, who has done it for so long. But for those who maybe are new to this, people who have always previously had an office, rented office space, had overhead costs, things along those lines, and the stress that comes along with it. Which I think, you know, we hear a lot of people talk about that issue for kids converting from going to school in person and having to work on school remotely, but I don't think you hear a lot about people talking about working remotely from home for their work, for their living. You know, it's something that I don't want to say taboo per se, but this seems to be a lot of, like, everyone just kind of moans and groans about it, but don't really do so in an audible fashion. And I don't know why that's the case, but I do want to kind of touch on a couple of the issues, topics that I have seen or heard a little bit about people complaining about and how to make it a little bit easier. So I think the biggest thing and most common thing we have heard from people who complain about working from home is the lack of social time. You know, usually most people gone to school, they went through their whole class for years from the time they started kindergarten to graduation. They spend 4 years or more in college. So you get used to having that camaraderie of seeing the same people day to day for years on end. You know, building relationships, building friendships, it's easier because when you see the same people for a long period of time, it's easier to build a relationship with that person. And a lot of people, as you know, will say we humans are social creatures. We need interaction. We need socialization. We need to have that human connection, not just in a romantic sense, but in a friendship sense, and just, you know, collaboration sense, I suppose, is one way you can put it. And I think that's something that I can agree on. I think as humans, we all really do need it, even if we admit it or not. I know there are plenty of us who are introverts like myself, who, you know, probably aren't as social as we should be. But at the same time, when it comes down to it, yes, we still want that social attention and needs and need to interact with people, because being alone isn't healthy for the mental health in any sort of way. So I would say that's the biggest thing here. So how can we approach the topic of working from home and remotely when people want that social attention? Now, I know a lot of companies, including the company that I currently work for, we actually use a lot of social platforms. Zoom is a very popular one. It's a free service. It allows you to have basically video conference calls for free. There is a paid membership. Then, of course, when you have platforms that are enterprise suites, so like, for instance, Microsoft 360 is one. There's other ones. Google has one, I'm sure. Apple has something like that. There's a lot of them out there. And a lot of times they will also have a platform that allows people to have instant messaging, maybe virtual conference calls or even video calls. Then there's things like GoToMeeting. Things like those are becoming definitely more, I guess, acceptable and being used in the day-to-day work for a lot of companies and people, which is a good thing because it does allow for social interaction. It allows you to see people and to kind of have that connection without being in so many feet apart and fearing for your own health or the health of somebody else. So that is a great thing. I think it's good to see a lot of companies promoting that, utilizing those tools for those. Besides that, I think a lot of people also struggle with collaboration. Collaboration is something that a lot of people want to do and work on, and they kind of bounce ideas off people. When you don't have somebody around you who you're working with, it might be a little more difficult. So things like task, software or services you can buy for tasks. So like teamwork is one. There used to be Wunderlist. I think Microsoft has something like that. There's tons of them out there that have it. So if you look up for like task, you know, services, so you can create master task lists and have people assign the different tasks to check off and do, that can help with collaborations, along with, like I said, again, utilizing your platforms to have, you know, video calls, conference calls, anything that allows people to connect. Most people, I would say, who do are working from home probably have a laptop, and a lot of desktops, if they don't have a laptop, and if a desktop doesn't already have one, they can always get a webcam. A webcam allows them to kind of see people, and you get that a little bit of human connection, and you just get to see who you're working with, and it definitely helps make you feel a little bit less lonely, especially if you have a whole group of people on. You can see everybody. It's really not that much different than being in the conference room at an office. Working with task lists and conference calls are a great way to kind of help collaboration as well as the socialization aspect on people who might struggle with that. I would say another thing you hear a lot of people talk about, especially those who might say that they don't like working remotely or working for themselves, is motivation. Motivation is a huge issue, and I don't care who you listen to. I think everyone can say at one point or not, even in their career, even if they are an entrepreneur who works for themselves, is going to admit motivation is a difficult one. It's not something that comes super easy and doesn't always stay kind of a steady baseline. You know, it kind of comes in waves. There's times you get a huge wave of it, and that's great. You ride it, you make sure you milk that wave of it, and you do as much as you can at that time when that strike happens. When you have that motivation, when you feel that passion, and you have the ideas, you ride that baby till it can no longer be ridden. And there's gonna be times, and this is even true for those who don't work in the creative field, but just in general, where things are going to seem like you don't really want to do it, but you know you need to do it. And how can you be motivated if you don't have somebody breathing down your back? Because most people who are working from home are not going to have their supervisor or manager coming down and say, hey, you know, you have to do this. People might even feel like that timelines and deadlines are something that kind of are a thing that is of the past, that there's really no way they can really kind of utilize those, which isn't true, because if you do use a task list, you can assign deadlines, and that is great. One thing that I also like to do is mention, you know, use calendars. You need to be in charge of making sure you are doing what you need to do, and you need to get it done in a timely manner. Even if you feel like that you might be able to slack off a little bit, you really shouldn't, because that will just only feed and fuel possible depression, because you feel like you're not doing your job, you're not doing what you should be doing, you're not being productive. That's something you really don't want to do, especially if you are somebody who is trying to start a company, or maybe you have started a company and you're starting to see traction. You don't want to lose that wave again. So you really need to make sure that you are staying on top of your deadlines and creating deadlines. Some people, like myself, we are definitely more of a deadline kind of based people. We like structure, we like having a schedule, kind of like knowing and having, what's the word I'm thinking of here? We like having deadlines and time frames and structure with what we need to do. We like to have routines, basically. And, you know, that can be difficult, especially for somebody who's not used to working remotely or from home. They might feel like that's something that they don't have. They don't have a lot of. And that's not true. I encourage companies, if you do have people working remotely or you're thinking about doing it, you need to make sure that you're still setting the same standards and deadlines and rules. You know, you can check in on somebody, you know, by calling them, having a video call, having instant messages checking in, you know. Things along those lines can definitely be helpful for that, I think, in terms of making sure you stay on schedule, you stay on track with your task, and that you're not losing that motivation because you know you have this to do. And also set little goals, you know. Try to have, if you are have a deadline, let's say a couple weeks out, try to set little goals for yourself every day. Use your calendar feature on whatever Office Suite program you're using and block off time. One thing I like to do is block off time, and I will block off, let's say, like a 2-hour block to do something. And then the next 2 hours later, I switch to a different task and just try to make sure I'm hitting a bunch of different points throughout the day. So that way I stay on track and progress, as well as knowing that I'm doing what I need to do to make sure that I am actually achieving what I need to achieve. I have goals and things that need to be done that I'm going to be able to kind of touch on all of them. It's a good way to kind of, I don't want to say micromanage, but to a certain degree, it is sort of micromanaging yourself and your hours. Also, try to make sure you have set office hours. You know, I think a lot of times, I know this was true for entrepreneurs, so I think this probably will spill into truth for a lot of people who might even be typical office workers. You know, you when you have office hours and you go to an office, you kind of know when your work day begins, when your work day ends. You're not really living amongst your work, but when you're working remotely and working from your home, you sort of are living in that. I think most people, and I'm guilty of this myself, you know, even when we're not working, we're still on our technology, meaning we're still checking our emails, we are still checking our social media. Things along those lines. And it kind of almost seems like you don't have clear definition of what hours you're working. You don't have a set schedule. You don't know when to cut that off. And I think that's a huge issue that is something, again, that isn't talked about a whole lot, and it's something you need to do. So make sure that if you are starting to work from home, you're going to implement it, or you are just starting out working from home, whether that is working for yourself or others, set office hours. You know, if you have to force yourself to get off your computer at the end of that your shift to make sure you don't get tempted to work on something later, because you think, oh, well, you know, I have it here at home, so I can take a break and come back to it later on. No, you want to make sure you're getting your work done in the time frame you have set yourself to do it. And then when that time frame of your shift is over and you clock out, you log out and you're not touching that stuff. And that way you don't have the temptation to kind of dawdle and take your time on working on something, because I know that is something, again, goes along with motivation. People think that just because you're working from home, that means you're not really working, you're not really taking care of task at hand, which is something that's been a pet peeve of mine for a long time, because I feel like a lot of people don't realize that, yes, it's still very much at work. You're still doing stuff you need to do. You're just not doing it in the office setting that most people typically like. Another thing and idea you might do is, like, you know, if you do have meetings or you are working on a collaboration, during that collaboration, go ahead and get on a group call and have everybody on, you know, webcam. I know not all of us are fans of webcams. Webcams can be a little bit intimidating, especially for those of us who might be kind of happy that we don't have to really dress up that much, even though I do encourage, if you are going to be working, you still need to get out of the pajamas, get in your clothes, you know, fix your hair, brush your teeth, take care of your, you know, personal maintenance of yourself, to make yourself feel a little bit better and a little bit more motivated to take the day head on and make the most of it with what you got. Again, that's something that's helpful. Like I said, you know, try to have regular meetings where you can kind of see people, you kind of, you know, still having that interpersonal connection, as well as kind of just seeing everybody's faces, seeing people be able to smile, because sometimes you can't always tell if somebody is smiling through the audio of the voice, despite the song by the band Good Charlotte, that said that you can. That is, you know, a huge thing that you need to think about. Along with that, like I said, have set office hours, and then, you know, if you have to disconnect yourself to get away when the end of your shift, go ahead and do that. That definitely helps you stay on point with your task, and as well as kind of give you a little bit of motivation to know, okay, you know when your day precisely ends for work, and then you're on your own personal time. And then a little bit topic of when you're off work and you're not interacting with people in office, make sure you reach out to your friends, your family during your personal time to kind of, again, kind of give you a little bit more of that human connection and that, you know, personal touch where you kind of interact and checking in on each other, you know, giving people a chance to kind of let out their feelings, talk about their emotions. A lot of people are struggling with anxiety and depression during this time, which I understand. It's difficult. It's, you know, scary time. There's a lot of uncertainty, which is why a lot of people don't want to take the dive to go ahead and start working for themselves, which I would say is, again, a huge no-no. I do have an episode all about why you can still start a job in your career during a pandemic. I will make sure to link that in my show notes if you do want to hear my thoughts precisely on that and my own experience during starting a job during a time of uncertainty about over 10 years ago. So I definitely encourage you to hear that. But like I said, you know, check in on one another. Check in on your coworkers. Check on your family. Check on your friends. Even if you can't physically be with them, utilize technology to your advantage to make sure people are okay and giving them that shoulder to cry on. Even if it's a virtual shoulder, you're letting them vent out and talk. And that's important because we are all in this together, whether we want to admit or not. Everybody is dealing with this. It's not a good time for mental health. It's not a good time for a lot of people. It's very lonely out there, it feels like. And a lot of people, especially the younger people who might be used to, or even older people who might be used to seeing the same faces day in and day out, they might not really be ready to be so remote and kind of, I guess, quarantined off, if you will, in terms of seeing people and interacting. And a lot of people think there's a lot of uncertainty. They might not see the light at the end of the tunnel since we don't really know when this pandemic will end. And unfortunately, I think, I guess it depends on how you perceive working remotely. I would say this isn't unfortunate, but I know some people probably will feel it is. Working from home is so important in knowing that you can do it. But a lot of companies, I think, will switch to working remotely. Whether that's, you know, putting all positions into that or allowing some positions or having people work remotely for a good chunk of their schedule, I think we're going to start seeing that happen because companies who might think, well, you can't really do anything if you work remotely, there's no way to ensure people are doing it, are learning from this time that that's not true. It is an actual way that you can have people get their work done. There's a lot of benefits for you as a company owner as well as for your employees to do so. And with all of this going on, I think that, you know, you have to understand that we don't know when this will end and you might not see the light at the end of the tunnel. You need to just know that this isn't the end of the world. This too shall pass, as I tell about people about a lot of things. Nothing lasts forever. I do think offices will end up making a comeback eventually at some point. But, you know, we need to become accepting and accept that, okay, this is the way of life as it is right now. We have to work remotely. We have to utilize technology in ways that we might have not used it before, or we might be afraid. And also know that, you know, it's important to nurture your relationships, whether that is in person or virtually. Relationships are very important for our humankind. We need to let people know that. We need to feel it and not be afraid. And also know that we need to check in on people because mental health is a humongous deal right now. It was even before this, and I would say a lot of people have gotten a lot worse during this time. It's a lot of uncertainty and fear and people who think, well, what's the point? I'm not going to be able to ever go and work outside my home again or see people or interact with them. And one good thing about social media is it has allowed us to kind of learn to interact and meet people we might have not met otherwise. It does make the world seem more lonely, and I think that's why we need to make sure that we aren't just trying to see how we can get the most interaction or likes from strangers. We need to make sure we're nurturing the relationship with the people who are closest to us, those who care about us, those who we care about, and we're there for each other, taking care of each other, you know, even if that means dropping off and leaving like a little care package and ringing the doorbell and running off so somebody can pick it up. Of course, you need to make sure you wear gloves and your mask to do that, but you know, just do things, kind acts and gestures to help people so people know they're not alone, checking in on them, and that you're not letting time go by without talking to people and seeing people. You know, it's important to have good work relationships, but it's also important to balance that out with relationships, your personal ones. And again, like I said, with people working from home, we get absorbed in our work, we kind of forget our personal lives to a degree, and we want to make sure that we have that clear cutoff of that time where, okay, work time ends, personal time begins. During your personal time, you are making sure you are spending time with those you care about, whether that's, you know, getting on a Zoom call, using FaceTime if you have an iPhone or iPad. You know, you can use other things, Google Meetings, tons of ways to connect with people and do so in a safe manner, as well as making sure that you're utilizing, you know, your friendships at work and making connections with those. And with that being said, I really think that's all that I want to talk about in terms of making the transitions from working for remotely as well as collaboration. I know a lot of companies are big on collaboration. They think it's important that everybody kind of feels a part of ownership, and that I do have an episode all about collaboration that I will also link in the show notes as well. And for those who do want to learn more or reach out and contact me, you can always contact me through my website, entrepreneurbyte.com, as well as you can contact me on Twitter, that's at MVR00. And until next time, I'll catch you then.